and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
It's for the Ropers' party tonight, okay? Stanley and Helen, your anniversary is today. 2, 3, 4. Stanley and Helen, we've come to laugh and to play.
Janet, I don't think so. What's wrong with it?
Well, it sounds too much like Roll Out the Barrel.
It is Roll Out the Barrel.
It is not. You didn't even say barrel once.
Chrissy, come on. I know that. I changed the words on purpose. I thought it would be nice to write, you know, a song or something for the Ropers for tonight.
Oh.
An anniversary is a very special event, you know.
Can't be that special. They have one every year.
Are you going to help me or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Stanley.
Oh, I got one.
What?
Be kind to the Ropers today, because we all know it's their anniversary.
Sray? Anniversary? Think you better keep working on that one, Chrissy.
It's better than yours.
Chrissy, Janet, mine rhymed, okay?
Janet, excuse me. Did you remind Roper that he has to fix the refrigerator? Everything is freezing in there.
Yeah, relax. He said he'd be up today.
Oh, good. Have you ever tried pouring frozen milk on cereal? It's the first time I ever heard Rice Krispies go snap, crackle, and burn.
Jack, help us write a song for the Roper's party.
Huh?
Yeah, sit down. Look. We're trying to come up with a song that would be just right for the Ropers' marriage.
How about Strangers in the Night?
Hey, maybe we should do a cheer instead of a song. You think
so? Cheer?
Like what, though?
Okay. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? The Ropers! The Ropers! Yay, Ropers!
No kidding, Jack. You mean you like those words?
What words? You want to make a big hit at the anniversary party?
Yeah.
I got just thing. I will bake a tremendous cake, and you and Chrissy will just jump out of it.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
In the nude.
Not fun.
Okay, I got a better idea. I'll still bake the tremendous cake. You'll still jump out of it, but you'll have all your clothes on. Everybody else at the party will be nude. How about that?
Jack, that is not a better idea.
Okay, back to the original plan. I'll start the frosting, and you get undressed.
You know, Mr. Roper, I've been a real estate agent for many years, but this is the fastest sale I've ever made.
Well, I've owned that old apartment house long enough. Besides, I know the value of a dollar.
Oh, I could see that the minute I told you how much money you could get for the building.
Well, when it's right, I act fast.
You sure do. You were ready to sign the moment you regained consciousness.
There you are. When do I get the money?
Well, don't you want your attorney to look these papers over first?
No, I do it myself. I used to have one of those high-priced lawyers, but why blow $10 when you don't have to?
Uh-huh. Well, I never thought of it that way. This is your copy.
Can you bring the check by my place tonight?
Oh, certainly. But I thought you were keeping this a secret from your wife.
Oh, just till tonight. It's going to be an anniversary surprise.
Ah. Well, why don't we drink a toast to the sale of your building?
Good idea. I'll get some more wine. Forget the toast. My wife's here.
What?
Well, you better get out. You'll ruin the surprise.
Okay.
Oh, just a minute. Here's the check. You can pay this at the bar.
Stanley? Who is that woman?
Helen, what a surprise. What are you doing here?
Stanley, I saw you with that woman.
You did? Oh, you mean that woman? Oh, she just stopped by to ask directions.
And stayed for lunch?
Helen, what would I do with another woman?
Beats me.
Especially on our anniversary.
Oh, Stanley, I'm so excited about the party tonight. And I'm just so glad that you wanted to celebrate our anniversary this year. Every time I think about it, I get romantic.
Reach. This is not the right place to talk about sex. People are eating.
All right, now I'm going to teach you how to make a triple layer cake. Are you all set?
Mm-hmm.
Lesson number one. The egg. Pick up your egg. Okay, Janet, work with us, okay? Just work with us. Okay. Hold the egg. Look at it. Make the egg your friend. Ready? Now crack your friend. In the bowl, Janet. Good cooks always put everything in the bowl. Except the eggshells, Chrissy. You want to work on that?
Janet. We just forget about the eggs.
Yeah, what do we need them for anyway?
Because a cake without eggs is called a frisbee.
When are we going to get to the frosting?
One thing at a time, Janet. This cake is going to be so beautiful, you're going to want to wrap it up as a present.
Okay. Present. Oh, my gosh. We've been so busy writing the song and thinking about the cake, we forgot to get the Ropers a present.
Oh, you're right. What are we going to get them?
I don't know. But there must be something Mrs. Roper's been wanting for a long time.
Yeah, but I think she wants it from Mr. Roper.
You are terrible.
I'll get it.
Oh, I got an idea. Jack, wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah?
What do you think of this? What about a plant from down at my shop?
Oh, that's a great idea. I like that.
Oh, me too. It's thoughtful.
And it's beautiful.
And
it's cheap. Oh, hi, Mr. Roper.
Hi, come up to fix your refrigerator.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Roper. I'm sorry you had to do it on your anniversary.
Oh, it's no problem. It's the last time I'm going to fix it anyway.
What? Well, pardon me, what did you say?
Nothing. Just there are going to be some changes around here pretty soon.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, but let's go find out.
What's he talking? Mr. Roper, do you see anything wrong with the refrigerator there?
It's just your thermostat.
Oh.
Mr. Roper, we were just wondering what you meant there about there going to be some changes made around here?
Well, let me put it this way, Janet. Huh? Somebody you know is going to be moving out.
Who?
That's a secret. I'll tell you tonight at the anniversary party. That's what I'm going to tell Helen.
Yeah, but Mr.
I'll see you tonight.
Wait.
Yeah, but Mr. Roper, can't you even give us a little teeny hint on who's moving out, please?
Well, there's an old Navy saying, Chrissy, that no matter how often a man sails on a ship, there finally comes a time when he's going to leave her. Bye, kids. Anchors away.
What is he talking about?
I got it.
You know.
I got it. I figured out a secret.
What is it?
Weren't you two paying attention?
What?
Oh, come
on,
please.
Tell us,
Mr. Roper's gonna leave the Navy.
Yes.
Chrissy, Mr. Roper is not in the Navy.
He just said he's gonna leave his ship.
Mr. Roper doesn't have a ship?
Yes, he does.
Huh?
The SS Mrs. Roper.
Oh, no, you mean he's going to leave her?
Yeah.
What a rotten thing to do.
Yeah.
He never even took us for a sail.
Boy, I can't believe it. I can't believe Roper's leaving his wife.
After 22 years. I wonder why.
Well, 9 times out of 10, it's another woman.
Come on, Jack. We're talking about Mr. Roper.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what it is the other time.
Jack, we have to talk to them.
And say what?
Well, would... Chrissy, your father's a minister. What does he say to couples in trouble?
He tells them to keep the baby.
Do is to go down and talk to Mrs. Roper.
Oh, Janet, why? She doesn't even know about it yet.
Exactly. We can help soften the blow. I mean, we are her friends.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We owe it to her, even if she'll hate us for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Just try to break it to her gently, Janet.
Me? Yeah. Wait, what? Well, how come you're not going to tell her?
Oh, I wouldn't do it right.
Why not?
Because I'm a man.
You're also a chicken.
Janet, huh. Janet, really, he's right. Telling Mrs. Roper is a woman's job.
Oh, I guess so.
Let me know how she takes it.
Chrissy, come here. You're going with me.
Janet, I can't. Divorces make me so sad, I cry.
It's all right, Chrissy. I'll take a whole box of tissue. Come on.
Well, wait, girls, what about this triple layer cake?
I'll help you. No, no, Jack can handle that. Chickens love working with eggs.
Chickens love working with eggs.
Oh, how we dance on the night. It's open.
Oh, hi, girl. Hi. Come on in. Just getting the place ready for the party tonight.
Steak. Mrs. Roper, is your husband home?
No, no, he went out. Oh, that man has made me so happy. This is going to be one anniversary I'll never forget.
Chrissy, smile. Mrs. Roper, we'd like to talk to you about your anniversary.
Oh, I'd love to.
Good.
Oh, I want to show you the surprise I bought for Stanley. Chrissy, are you all right?
She's all right.
Oh, here, look at it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Stanley always wanted a watch dressy enough for bowling. Here, Chrissy, read the inscription on the back.
To my dear Stanley, for the years we've had and the good times to come.
I didn't know it was so touching.
Give me this, Chrissy. Give it to me.
Thank you, Mrs. Roper. It's very touching. Mrs. Roper, I think that... I think you should sit down.
What is it, Janet?
Well, Mrs. Roper, the truth is... I just love the way you're wearing your hair.
Janet, tell her!
I can't.
You tell her, Chrissy. Yes, you can, yes, you can. Your father's a minister. It'll go great. See how good it's going.
Well, Mrs. Roper, see, the world is made up of two kinds of people, twos and ones. Sometimes two ones become a two, and other times one of the ones of a two gets tired of being a two and wants to become a one again. Not that the other one of the two isn't a nice one, it's just that two ones can't be a two without the one.
Oh. two beers, Jim. Thanks.
Jack, I'm a busy man. You mind telling me why you dragged me all the way down here?
Well, Mr. Roper, I have to have a talk with you, man to man.
Okay. When's your man get here?
Mr. Roper, look, I know what your surprise is for tonight.
You do?
Yeah, and I think you're making a big mistake. Have you thought about what you're leaving?
I know what I'm leaving. An old eyesore that I'm sick and tired of taking care of.
Come on, Mr. Roper, you don't really mean that.
You want to bet? You come downstairs with me sometime. I'll show you a sagging foundation.
No, thanks. I'd rather not.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Mr. Roper, maybe I'm not going about this in the right way. You know, your wife, I mean, she's a wonderful woman.
So?
So, before you pull your surprise on her tonight, why don't you try again?
Try what?
Well, a little romance wouldn't hurt. You know, a little sweet talk, soft music, and... A little whoopee.
Whoopee?
Sure, right now.
Now?
Yeah.
But it's still light out.
It's your anniversary.
Oh, well. Maybe you're right.
I know I am. Let's go.
Not yet. Jim, two double scotches.
Oh.
And what are you going to have? Helen, where are you?
I'm in the kitchen, Stanley, and I want to talk to you.
Me too. Come on out here, Helen.
Stanley, there's something that we have to discuss.
Hi.
What?
Hi.
Look, Stanley, the girls just told me something that I just can't believe.
You know, I haven't realized how beautiful you look in blue.
You know what they say, the wife is always the last to know.
Well, I would have told you sooner, but you never wore that dress before.
Don't you make fun of me, Stanley.
I'm not. Helen, come on, let's go in the...
In the bathroom?
Oh, the bedroom.
Why?
You know, Helen.
You want us to go in the bedroom so you can make it rain?
No.
Oh, look, Stanley, I don't know what kind of games you're playing, but I want the truth about our marriage. So you just better start talking.
The truth is, I want you to go in there with me so we can have a little fun.
Now?
Why not? It might be the last time for us in that bedroom.
Then the girls were right.
Come on, Helen, you can rub my back and everything.
You're an idiot! Why would you do this to me?
I thought you'd like it.
Said you got them back together again.
I did. They're fighting together.
What are you talking about?
You girls were right about him. He is leaving me for another woman.
What?
Oh. And she's the other woman.
Oh, I guess you found out about our little surprise.
Darn right I did, honey. And just in time, too.
Mr. Roper, you didn't tell me there was another woman.
This isn't a woman. This is Mrs. Dawson.
Oh, she
She's married.
Oh, Chrissy, I wonder if her husband knows.
Of course he knows. He must have been at the wedding.
To keep it from you. I mean, we had to meet in all sorts of weird places so you wouldn't find out. You know, coffee shops, park benches.
Yeah, I'll bet you did.
And once even in your husband's car. Oh, God, was that uncomfortable.
Mr. Roper, I can't believe you're having an affair.
This is my real estate agent.
Who cares? She's your butcher. It's still wrong.
You're all wrong.
What is everybody talking about?
They think that you and I are having an affair.
Oh, people, please. I'm in real estate, not recycling.
Stanley, if there's nothing going on, then why you been sneaking around with your real estate agent?
It was an anniversary surprise. For you, Helen.
For me? Then you two aren't...
No.
Wait a minute. I cannot stand it anymore. What is this big surprise?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
Helen, I sold the building.
What building?
This building.
This building? You sold this building? That we've lived in for 14 years without consulting me? This is my home too, Stanley. I happen to like it here and I'm not moving.
And this is how much you got for it.
Oh, what the hell, we were due for a change.
Congratulations, Mrs. Roper.
Happy anniversary to both of you. I'd better be running along. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you very much, Mrs. Dawson.
Uh-huh. Mr. Roper, you really going to move?
Yeah.
This is so sudden.
Well, you're the only landlords I've ever had.
Boy, I'm really going to miss you.
Oh, Janet.
So
oh, I'm going to miss you, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and you too, Mrs. Roper.
Oh. What about me? I'm going to miss them both, too. Hey, Mrs. Roper.
Oh, Janet. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, what the hell?
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on, let's start the party.
Oh, I got a cake, Mrs. Roper.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Stanley, go get the plates for the cake, okay? Oh, that you baked it yourself?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's so darling.
This is for you and Mr. Roper from
us.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Beautiful kids. Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
It's going to be so different around here without you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen. With Mr. Roper gone, that means I'm free. No more masquerading. No more hiding the fact that I go for girls, so look out.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, but wait a minute, Jack. Will the new landlords let two girls and a guy live together?
Oh, don't worry. I took care of that.
You did?
Yeah, I told them you were gay.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.